From the shores of Puget Sound, this is Healthy Homecast. Healthy Homecast is created and operated by Healthy Painting and HealthyPainting.com. Healthy Homecast is your source for information, news, and events that focus on environmental responsibility, environmental consciousness, and eco-related products and practices. Find us on the web at www.healthyhomecast.com. And now your host, Daryl Whalen.
Okay, here we are. Welcome to episode 16 of Healthy Homecast. We are Daryl Whalen and Tony Freis here with guest Kay and Kevin Brown. Before we begin, here are some upcoming events that are happening in and around our area. Take it away, Tony. It's time for some healthy news, information, and events that are happening throughout the Puget Sound area, sponsored by PigeonPointPC.com.
Alrighty, and thank you, Daryl, and welcome to another edition of the news. First up is Moving Planet Seattle, a day to move beyond fossil fuels. This event is taking place on September 24th, 2011 at 3:50 p.m. at Gasworks Park in Seattle. Come be in the parade of boats and bikes, feet and wheels, pedaling, rowing, sailing, walking, dancing, skipping, skating, jumping, cartwheeling our sweet selves from the Cascade Mountains to the Puget Sound. For more information, visit www.movingplanet.org/Seattle. And now for something different, being that it is late July. Now that you're hearing this, I wanted to go over some of the local farmers markets that we have in our area. This news edition, I'll be going over the Saturday markets. Generally, these markets will be going through the end of October. So, first one up is the Bellevue Farmers Market. This takes place every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10610 Northeast 8th Street. For more information, you can visit www.bellevuefarmersmarket.org. Next one up is Des Moines Waterfront Farmers Market. This takes place again every Saturday from 10 to 2 p.m. at 227th and Dock Street. And next one after that, we go down to Federal Way Farmers Market. This takes place every Saturday from 9 to 3 p.m. located at 31600 20th Avenue South. For more information, visit www.federalwayfarmersmarket.com. And then we can move up to Georgetown at the Georgetown Marketplace every Saturday from 10 to 3 p.m. This is located at 6000 Airport Way South in Seattle. For more information, visit www.georgetownfarmersmarket.com. WordPress.com. And out east in Issaquah, every Saturday from 9 to 2 p.m., located at 1730 10th Avenue Northwest, is the Issaquah Farmers Market. For more information, visit www.ci.issaquah.wa.us. And down to Kent we go. Every Saturday from 9 to 2 p.m. is the Kent's Farmers Market. This is located at the Town Square Plaza in Kent. For more information, visit www.kentfarmersmarket.com. And up to Magnolia we go. For the Magnolia Farmers Market, every Saturday from 10 to 2. This is located at 33rd Avenue West, at West Smith Street in the Magnolia Village. For more information, visit www.seattlefarmersmarket.org. Next one up is the Maple Valley Farmers Market. This takes place every Saturday from 9 to 1 p.m. This is located at Rock Creek Elementary School at 25700 Maple Valley Black Diamond Road Southeast. For more information, visit www.maplevalleyfarmersmarket.org. And over to Microsoftville we go for the Redmond Saturday Market. 9 to 3 p.m. This is located at 7730 Leary Way Northeast in Redmond. For more information, visit www.redmondsaturdaymarket.org. Then we have the University District Farmers Market. This is 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and this one does go year-round, located at University Avenue and Northeast 50th. And if you happen to be out on Vashon Island, we have the Vashon Farmers Market from 10 to 2 p.m., located at the Village Green, Vashon Highway, and Bank Road. For more information, visit www.vigavashon.org. And last but not least is the Woodinville Farmers Market from 9 to 3 p.m. This is located at 133rd Avenue Northeast in Woodinville. For more information, visit www.woodinvillefarmersmarket.com. Next episode, I will be showcasing Oldie's Sunday Farmers Market, and the episode after that, I'll be showcasing Oldie Weekday Farmers Market. That is the news, and now back to the podcast.
Please feel free to send any news, information, and events that focus on environmental consciousness and responsibility, as well as health, happiness, safety, and well-being, to info@healthyhomecast.com. And now, back to Healthy Homecast. Thank you very much. You'll find links to those events posted along with episode 16 on healthyhomecast.com. On our last episode, we spoke with Scott Rudolph from Giving Corps. And on our next show, we are scheduled to speak to Dan Morris about indoor air quality. Right now, it's time to meet our guests, Kay and Kevin. So, generally, we have a little bit of a introduction here, and I can say I met Kevin and Kay, back in January? Does that sound December, maybe even? And through one of our other guests, Doug Kennedy, who was on the show, a number of episodes back. And he was involved in a project that when they contacted him and Doug had asked myself and Tom, who I work with, to get involved with this thing. And we said, of course, because that's how we are, and that's the kind of person that Doug is. And we're here to talk to him about that. We'll probably just let them speak for what this is all about. We know that this is not a fun thing to share. We know that you've already shared this many, many times over, and we'll talk about that. Please know that we very much appreciate your willingness to share this with ourselves and our audience. And we feel that it serves a very powerful and important resource. Myself, being a contractor in the business for a long time, I've talked about how long it's been on the episode, on the podcast, so many times. I don't like to say how many years it is if I can help it. But it's been a long time, and I've been involved with a lot of clients and a lot of other contractors and seen, and a lot of things happen. But let's start out by just introducing yourselves. Tell us, each of us, tell us who you are and tell us what you do. Before we get into why you're here, why don't you just give us a little idea what you do in your lives?
My name is Kevin Brown, and I'm a homeowner in Renton, Washington. And Kay and I, we embarked on a green remodel of our home a couple of years ago. We went for a long time looking at houses in the area to try to find a green house to purchase and didn't see anything that met up to our standards. And so we decided to remodel our own home and thought that we might be able to actually bring green to Renton, the Renton area, where there's not a whole lot of green building going on right now.
And hi, I'm Kay Cole Brown, and I'm just really glad to be here and to give back to Daryl and his company, Healthy Painting. They have been such a blessing to us and helped us so much in creating the green remodel that we hope to have initially.
So, yeah, so they just led on that the reason that they're here is they're here to share a situation that they had gotten into with their home. And since I was a little bit of a part of it recently, the part that I know is that that you had gotten a referral and met a company and you put together a plan, and they remodeled a significant, if not all, of your home. And then it turned out that it wasn't exactly what anybody had hoped for. And at that point, and we'll get into it as the interview progresses, that you started to reach out to the community to find somebody to help you take care of the situation. And that is where Doug Kennedy and Pathway Construction got involved and ultimately asked our company, as well as a number of other people, to get involved in that. And so you say that you live in Renton and you had a home, and being the kind of green, I know from your email, which we won't give out, but I know that you're green people and I know that it's important to you, that you wanted to have a green home, and you went out into other areas to try to find something that might be. And then you had this idea that why can't we have our own home done that way?
Right. And we did want a green home, and it's because we philosophically believe in, you know, the whole green movement and this, doing the best that we can for the planet and for making ourselves responsible. But we also wanted to do a green home because of Kay's multiple chemical sensitivities that she has, that we needed to have the highest indoor air quality possible. And the best way to do that was through using materials that don't off gas and that don't have a lot of toxic materials in them. And so we were looking to do that to the highest level. And the homes that we had looked at before either were energy efficient homes, but they didn't use a lot of green materials, or they might use some green materials, but not energy efficient homes. I can't tell you how many homes we looked at that were supposedly green homes, and then they had this furniture inside them that was just off gassing like crazy. You know, it wasn't green at all, and that was really you know, kind of not the situation that we were looking for.
Yeah. And over the years, for those of you who do suffer from MCS, multiple chemical sensitivities, it gets progressively worse, you know, like anything, before it gets better. And so I have a very high level of sensitivity to petrochemicals. So you can imagine what it was like for me to even tour homes that were even green. I mean, some of them, I couldn't even stay in them. And so that's why, you know, we really wanted to, and we got this referral for this company that did green remodeling. And I just want to say, on the onset, that we are very grateful to the work that they put in and the design that they did for our home. They took an 80s track house and completely opened up the bottom floor and gave us a beautiful floor plan, and the design was fabulous. I actually helped in the design, and we're very grateful to a lot of the aspects of what they did for us. I just think that as time went on, they got in over their heads, and we've learned so much about ourselves through this process. And it's the most important thing for us to take away, is how we did not empower ourselves enough when things started to go awry, to you know, maybe have a different outcome.
Yeah, you know, so I know myself, I've been a contractor for a long time, and I've always had some level of health conscientiousness, but it wasn't really, really, it hadn't really, really become a reality until I took such a tremendous leap over the last, it's really only been about 2.5 years where I really leapt in. I changed the name of my company about 3.5 to 4 years ago to Healthy Painting, and it was like prior to the point where I was actually even able to say that I could really back it up, but it was really important to me. And, you know, in defense of yourselves, I'd have to say that more people throw around the word green and don't really understand it and can back it up. And I don't think a lot of us really understand what it means. So in good faith and good heart, we go out to seek this in our lives, and we don't all even really understand what it knows. Or know what it all means, and we're just all starting to learn. And you were talking about the and I've done a tremendous amount of training over the last couple of years, and have found, wow, there's a lot more to it than the thing that you point out is something that's really important, that a green home isn't necessarily healthy. It could be energy efficient, and equally a green home could be healthy or healthier, but not necessarily energy efficiency. So the people that are truly at the forefront and the pioneers in all this industry are learning the importance of bringing the two together. And we have a gentleman coming on the next episode, Dan Morris, who I don't know if you've seen, like, you might know him or something.
Yes.
And he's an expert in indoor air quality. I think he was over at the house. And so he's done some of the trainings that I've participated in. It's really, really amazing. By the way, I've always appreciated your great attitude towards the people that and the company that had been involved in this situation, because, you know, ultimately we're all human beings, and we can be pissed off and upset and beat up ourselves so much about things in life, and that doesn't ultimately really take care of any of the things that need to be taken care of. And if you want to get real hippy-dippy, it doesn't necessarily give us an opportunity to learn, as you were mentioning, some of the things that we might need to learn from these things. It's not always a pretty pill to swallow, as they say. I will say, of being in your home and working in your home, it is a beautiful now. I hadn't seen it before, but I love, like, the layout and the design of it. So we know, do we want to talk about a little bit about what actually had happened? Is there a way to kind of touch on, without getting too deeply into it?
Yeah, there were several what I would call major construction failures. The biggest one being we had a rooftop deck that was put in over our garage that was attached to our house. And this was the first indication of the faulty workmanship that we saw, was that the deck leaked into our house when the first time that it rained before it was totally complete. And so that was a big red flag for us. It was other things also, but that was one of the big ones. Another one was that they didn't take care of covering the floors during the final stages of the construction process, and there were a number of spills and footprints and things that were left in the floor, not just footprints, but permanent prints that were left in the flooring. There was...
not to mention the drywall dust that was embedded in our new bamboo flooring because it was not covered. And for an MCS person, that is dreadful.
It's not the stuff that you see all the time. It's the stuff that you don't see.
And there was just a really a poor quality paint job and drywall job that was done in many areas where it was supposed to have been smooth coated and painted, and the paint was just really thin. They had a couple of failures in the kitchen where they used milestone cement. and on the floor and on the countertops, and both the floor and the countertops suffered damage during the final portions of the construction process. So,
and that's just to name a few.
Yeah,
those were some of the major items that were not done properly. And, you know, it was our desire to give the builder all the opportunity to come and repair those things. We pointed out the different items to him. We got involved with Doug Kennedy from Pathway Design and Construction, and he brought in a number of tradespeople that provide estimates and then also made comments about the status of each one of the items. So it wasn't just us, you know, complaining about it. It was, you know, industry people that were saying that it was below standard. And so,
and that's when we really got to see the scope of what was done improperly in our home, because a lot of the things we didn't even know the depth or breadth of the malfunctioning until these professionals came in and showed us how it was supposed to be.
Exactly. And those were just the construction failures. I mean, there was also things that were supposed to be green that weren't, like the finishes on the cabinets were supposed to be green finishes, and they turned out to be fairly toxic. They did not use the containment construction techniques, and so there was drywall and sawdust. They actually prepped in the house with the saw.
They set up cut stations in almost every area of our home, which, you know, we've learned so much from Pathway Design and Construction. We didn't know how a green building was really supposed to be done until we met them, and they've educated us. We were just abiding by the builder's request, which he said, don't come over. We lived off-site unless you call first. So we didn't even know what was going on in there. And we did have a lot of trust in our builder.
So, yeah, so I there's probably... Oh, and the thing is about... I find this a lot myself in my line of work, that a lot of times when somebody goes in and does some work for somebody, like on the surface, it might actually look okay. And so you actually found some people that were willing to come in and kind of back up your, sort of back up where you're at and actually find things that you weren't even aware of.
Well, that's an interesting statement. We did contact other builders initially before Pathway, and all of them basically told us, we're sorry, this is too big of a liability for us to deal with. Doug Kennedy, specifically of Pathway Design and Construction, was the only person...
We all love Doug.
...who would... not only talk to us, but get involved and then get all of these other companies involved. So it was through him that all these companies came and took a look at our house.
It's amazing that we live in a world that helping somebody or trying to offer somebody some insightful information could be considered a liability.
We learned that firsthand.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. So it's probably, and we're touching a little bit on the next thing that I wanted to bring up. It's probably not too much of a surprise about how you felt about all this, when, especially when it sank in and stuff. So we don't really need to get into that. But what did you see as your initial, recourse or resolution to this matter?
Well, our initial recourse was, we had a number of tradespeople come in. We had a number of pictures and a whole notebook of items to go over with the builder, and to our initial was to negotiate with him to have him come and fix the things. And, you know, actually it could have been a learning opportunity for him, because we would have had these other expert tradespeople in there to guide him and show him the best way to repair the things. He neglected to do that, and kind of stonewalled us, and so we ended up resorting to legal action against him. And we went through over a year of legal wrangling back and forth and finally got agreement on a settlement. And the day before the deposits were supposed to be made with the subcontractors, this builder declared bankruptcy. Mm. And so...
And that's when we really got angry.
Yeah, that's that's understandably so. We are going to be touching on some of the emotions of this, but we'll try to keep that part of it. I don't think, you know, anybody that would be listening to this, we all have some level of emotionality. I don't know if that's actually a word, and sensitivity and stuff. And it's probably not too hard to imagine the kind of areas that this might hit on a person and what it might bring up. It's interesting that I like what you said about the so this person actually had an opportunity to honor his word and to operate consistently with what they had said that they were doing in the first place, and not only that, have an opportunity to learn from probably some of the greatest educated and experienced and insightful people in the green and healthy construction area in the Northwest. And on an upside for myself, you know, I'll have to say, you know, that's what happened for me from being able to actually participate in that, because I knew about some of the stuff and had been doing some of it, but not nearly at the level that I was given the opportunity to do so when our company had agreed to volunteer to do some of the work. It's a weird a weird way for us to all to learn and to figure out this stuff. It's a weird kind of a cycle.
We were actually crestfallen when he didn't take that opportunity. As it was, you know, working with you, it's a win-win, and it could have been that for his company as well, and given him a lot of, you know, amazing exposure.
Yeah, and it just occurs to me as I'm sitting here that instead of fighting with us, if he had continued to work with us, he probably would have elevated his business and he wouldn't have had to declare bankruptcy and go into all of these other gyrations, you know, but... Anyway,
yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Well, you guys, if you're as sweet as I've gotten to know you to be during that whole endeavor, which I don't know if that's possible, then you were definitely provided them with an exceptional opportunity, because not everybody is always so great about that kind of stuff. So please share with us the details of I know that initially you met with contractors and stuff, and you took out started to try to approach it, I guess, legally, and then the company had gone out of business. And so what, can you give us some details about where that eventually had led you?
Well, the whole story of what happened to us is a process that a word that I heard from Doug Kennedy called greenwashing, where the people are, you know, purporting themselves to be green builders and using green techniques, but really are not. And Doug felt passionate that he wanted to make an example for the community to see of how the greenwashing could be corrected, but in the process of correcting, showing the proper techniques and the proper materials to use, and to use the this construction failure as a demonstration to the community, and also to bring the green community together for doing a project to correct this kind of situation.
And that was named Green Gone Brown. And that's how Green Gone Brown was born.
Well, that was launched, yeah. That's how I myself and my company had gotten involved in it. And now the Well, I'll kind of jump a little bit ahead here and we'll go back to it. But how did it's Patty Southard? And she's actually, Patty's going to be coming on our program here, I think, in the next month. How is it that they got involved with it?
Well, again, through Doug Kennedy, he informed Patty, who's with the County Green Tools Project, about our what had happened in our home and, you know, how we wanted to bring green to Renton and to do some education of the community and whatnot. And she came and she did, they did a film or a video on us that's a two-part video. I know the first part's already been up on the Green Tool site. I'm not sure about the second part
yet. Eco Cribs.
Yeah, that's right. Eco Cribs. Cool. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we got our little sanding and painting and stuff in there. And it's you can actually find that on our, well, it's on the podcasting site, healthyhomecast.com, the video. And we haven't put it on the Healthy Painting site yet, but...
And we were also interviewed by the House That Saved the World.
And how's that going? Do you have any idea about that one?
No, we haven't heard back about that. They were securing financing to finish the filming and production for it, the last that we talked to.
Yeah, that was a great thing I saw that they were doing. They really seem to know their stuff, those guys.
You could be seeing us on PBS very soon.
So why do you think it is so important that this story be shared with others?
Well, I think that it's important because more and more people are starting to hear about green and wanting to actually do something positive for the community and for the planet and have experiences like we have had. And we want to point out what it truly means to be green, what those techniques are, what the materials are, how you can sort out, you know, the green and avoid the greenwashing kinds of situations before. And so by highlighting our plight, you know, we hope to help do that. I mean, one of the things that we found out about was the green tools on the King County site that help you select a contractor, help you select materials, help you do the energy work. It's a little interactive tool right there that we knew nothing about, and we were fairly knowledgeable about green. I mean, we've been eating organic food and doing organic gardening and yard in our home for a long time now, and buying, you know, green furniture and eco-friendly, and you know, this was a resource that we hadn't been made aware of. So,
well, Eco Cribs, I believe, was actually launched right about the time we started our remodel. So had we gone on that site, we probably would not be here talking to you right now. Yeah, I'd also want to say just briefly that we want to do this, too, because, you know, with the economy the way it is, many people are not going out and buying new homes right now, but they are fixing up their existing homes. And so that's also a huge motivation for us to be here. Because, and just to maintain our vision, which was from the very beginning, we want to bring green to Renton. We didn't know it was going to take these twists and turns, but we're still with our same vision that we've always had.
Sweet. Yeah, you know, when I got involved in my business and even so when I initially started to implement the energy towards this podcast, I'd kind of made assumptions about, well, everybody knows this stuff and it's already been around for like so long. And the truth of the matter is we are all of us in the beginning of the infancy of the, at least the, you know, the real authentic, you know, green movement or eco movement or whatever the language might be. And the truth of the matter is, not that many people do know about any of this stuff. And it is, you know, it is socially and politically and emotionally and everything a bit of a challenge to present this to the world, because as far as I know, the planet's been around for a few years. And, you know, it's something that we've moved away from so long ago in life and moved so towards the opposite end of it that, you know, we don't really realize or really understand the truth of it. So it's really great that we can all, in our own weird, however way we got there, have the opportunities to meet people and to participate in things. Speaking for myself, where this stuff is, where like the real honest, you know, green movement is like going on, and it's not something that's really been around for a long time.
Wow, very well said. I totally agree with you. You know, it's many times people are just concerned about the dollar. How can I get a house for the least amount of money? You know, the cheapest materials I can buy, and then you pay in the long run. So this is a little bit different aspect of it, which just creates such a winning environment for everyone.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that, I mean, for me, being green is really living in harmony with the planet, you know, and being aware of the cycles of the planet, the water cycles of the planet, the energy cycles of the planet, the weather cycles of the planet, and being in harmony with that. And it's possible to have the modern advances and everything and be in harmony with it, as long as you are conscious about it instead of doing it in an unconscious way that is really more costly in the long run than it is to just live in harmony and be in a place of, you know, renewal and regeneration and, you know, using things not up, but putting them back, you know, as much as you use. And it's just as simple as that for me.
Man, you guys are a couple of hippies.
From way back.
Well, I love it. So this is kind of a long, I'm the king of the run-on sentences. This is a kind of a long one. But have you since heard of anyone else going through this? And have you heard of any resources of support or resolution to those who have been challenged by similar situations, or sources of potentially educating others from being recipients of similar challenges, aside, of course, from Healthy Homecast, which is has the opportunity to do that so well, and people like Doug and that, have you?
Well, we've actually started a resource to try to help people from that, and that's our Green of Eight Now blog, which Kay is writing every day. And it has not only about healthy homes and healthy living, but about healthy eating and healthy skin care and healthy makeup, healthy clothing, all different kinds of eco-friendly and the way to live in that kind of harmony. And that's a resource. And also the King County Green Tools and Echo Cribs is another resource. And there's just a number of different resources and links that you can find on the Green of Eight Now site, too many to even mention.
Mm. Sweet. We love those hippie bloggers out there. What about the question about have you heard of anyone else going through this, or heard of any actual resources of support or resolution for people that have gone through something like this?
I mean, we know that many people go through things like this. I mean, when I share our story, when I'm just out in the public, you know, one in three or five people will say, well, yeah, we had this and this happen. And so it's very prevalent. We know,
There's a whole TV show about it called Homes on Homes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, where people are having failures in construction that he comes and fixes for them.
Yeah, HGTV.
Cool. Are they doing it in a green manner?
Sometimes he does. Yeah.
So we're going to ask one more question, then we're going to take a quick little break here. At what point are you now at with all of this? And is there anything that you might still be looking for support or assistance with?
Well, where we are right now is, through the generosity of your company, we've got three quarters of the downstairs repainted and the drywall fixed beautifully, and it's the most pleasant part of our home right now.
You're so sweet.
And we have had significant energy improvement work that has been done. It's not quite completely finished yet, but we've had the ducts sealed and new insulation put underneath in the crawl space of the home that has helped the energy efficiency of the house. We've had an architect and an engineer draw up plans for completing and redoing our deck that was the original problem that leaked in. And there's also on the horizon getting some of the tile work finished and some of the floors finished. But we still could use help with the milestone and some additional floor work. Those two things in particular.
Great. And when we do post the episode, we'll put some of that up there, and we'll certainly put up your Greenovate Now?
Yes.
What is the actual greenovatenow.com?
It's greenovatenow.wordpress.com, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
it's
great.
On WordPress.
Well, we'll put that up and stuff when we actually post the episode. So we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Healthy Homecast.
Gravity connects me to the earth, which connects me to people who connect me to myself more honestly. And gravity connects me to the crust, which connects to the leaves on the trees that make it possible to breathe. With naive mind shield like a helmet, they would tell us that we don't know how we feel or how to connect with other people on the planet. Oh, if we only knew the power in each blue disillusioned little.
Okay, we're back, and welcome to once again to episode 16 of Healthy Homecast, and we're here with Kevin Brown and K. Cole Brown, and I didn't forget that this time, with talking about what was it? Green Gone Brown is originally what was presented to me when our company had signed on for it. And we were just in the break talking about a little bit about Greenovate Now. Is it .wordpress.com? Yeah, and we'll have that on our site. So the next question, I want each of you to answer this separately. So, what is your personal mission statement of your life? And actually, I'm going to leave it there, and then I'm going to present the second part afterwards. What is the personal mission statement for each of your lives?
Well, I would say my personal mission statement is to live in harmony with the planet, with other people, and to promote that harmony and peace in as much as I can in everything that I do.
Sweet. How about you, Kay?
I am a light-filled being, and I radiate light wherever I go. So what that means is to go within, and even when adversity happens, to go within and learn and grow and prosper from the adversity.
Sweet. Yeah, we are all light-filled beings and radiate light from within. It's just most of us, or not, I shouldn't say most, but many of us haven't yet recognized that in ourselves in life. So has any of this mission for your lives or your thoughts about your lives changed in any way since going through this experience?
I don't think that my mission has changed at all in going through this experience. I see how, you know, we had intentions that were beyond ourselves in starting this project, and they weren't realized the way that we thought they were going to be realized, but there's been a different plan that's been being executed now and is actually reaching a wider community than we ever thought we would. So,
bizarre how that worked out, huh?
Yeah.
How about you, Kay? Do you feel anything's changed since this has all come into your life?
Yes, I'm in the process of really standing in my power, much more so than I was before this happened, and that's what I would have to say is, you know, we're just meant for such greatness, and our greatest fear is our power.
Mm. So who or what has had the greatest impact and positive influence in your life? You can go back as far in your life or as recent. Who has had the greatest impact and most positive influence in each of your lives?
Well, I would say, first of all, Kevin Brown.
Ah, that is so sweet.
And recently, it would have to be Doug Kennedy.
Ah, that's sweet, too.
Pathway Design and Construction. And I'm not getting paid to say his name 20 times.
None of us are getting
times.
Paid for anything at this point. And, of course, Paul is the owner of the company. And the
absolutely.
Rest of the company are all
you
awesome.
Know, when I say Doug, of course, that's synonymous
we
with
all know
Paul.
That. I think
and
that's Doug's
Mike.
Role with the company.
You know,
Mike, yeah.
They're all one over there. So they hopefully they know that I'm referring to all of them. And I say Doug because Doug has worked very closely with us, and he has believed in us and our project from day one. And he really wanted to, I mean, we had lost a little something of faith in mankind through this. And he wanted to show us that there were a number of really amazing people in this building community. And we're deeply indebted to him for that. And, you know, bringing you into our life, I mean, again, we just can't thank you enough for the time and effort that you and Tony, Antony. But Tony wasn't there painting, have put into our home to beautify it. And we just greatly appreciate you.
So Doug was I think, in the implementation of restoration of your faith.
Yeah.
For me, of course, it starts with my lovely wife, Kay Cole Brown.
It's just like a regular love fest. Thank you for that.
Wonderfully positive effect. I was telling her that in the car, actually, today. But and Doug Kennedy can't say anything about Doug that is, you know, too good. For him, because he's just been an angel for us. And and then I guess I would say that's interesting. Well, lately we've actually been doing some study under former Buddhist named Ajahshanti that's had a lot of impact, and also
Michael Baugh.
I was trying to think of Eckhart Tolle.
Mm.
it's been a big influence on our philosophy and way of life.
Sweet. So what do you see as the main responsibility we have to ourselves as individuals during our lifetime?
Well, I think we have a responsibility to express whatever specialness that we feel inside of ourselves. You know, whatever it is that we feel is special about us, we have a responsibility to express that to its fullest.
And I would say to speak our truth.
Truth is a beautiful thing. And when we falter, my thought is when we falter from our truth is to maintain our integrity and do what it takes to make our faltering turn back into a truth.
Absolutely.
So what do you see as our responsibility to all of the other life forms on our planet and our responsibility in ensuring a healthy, safe, and a compassionate world for all of those that come after us?
Well, to get involved in the green movement, number one, because that affects everything. All living beings, the air that we breathe, our fellow human beings, and just get involved with, just try stopping using paper towels. Just take one little thing a week that you can start to do to change this environment and turn it around. And we can heal this planet if each one of us does the small things. Go down to one car. Buy a hybrid. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. Support your local organic farmers.
And for me, I really believe that all life on the planet is one, you know, and so that every other being, every other creature, every other plant is really of the same expression that I am. And so I have the same responsibility to respect that life as I do my own, and to, you know, steward it and take care of it in the same way that I would take care of my own, you know, body and my own self.
So what groups or organizations do you proudly support or are you affiliated with?
We're affiliated with
Built Green,
Citizens for Puget Sound, I think it is. We support our local neighborhood association.
Master Builders.
Yep. All of those.
Oh, People for Puget Sound.
People for Puget Sound.
Yeah, that's
yes.
A good one. We're trying to get them on here.
Oh.
So we know about Eco Cribs, and we now know about Greenovate Now. Are these the best ways for people to find out about the progress of your project and perhaps get involved with helping out others on similar projects?
Yes. And also, you can reach me at greenovate@comcast.net.
And through your blog, I imagine, as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. So let's see. Well, thank you so much, Kay and Kevin, for coming out and speaking to Healthy Homecast.
It's a pleasure and honor.
Yes, it is, definitely.
Likewise. Well, you're very welcome, and it's been great to know you and to be participating in this, and it's been great for me. And it's believe it or not, it's been instrumental in this podcast as well, because it was about the time when we met, when I was working on getting this together, and it presented a lot of opportunities for me to learn some things and to have a different understanding that I hadn't already had about things. And I've been communicating that to the best of my ability throughout all the episodes. And it really gave me an opportunity to meet a number of people that, if not already have been, are upcoming as guests on the show, like yourselves. So we're going to end it out, and we've got one last question. Do you have any wise advice, helpful hints, or last words that you could share with us before we go? The sage that I know that's in both of you?
Well, all I can say is that sometimes what seems like your greatest disappointments can be your greatest opportunities.
Sweet.
We're just really grateful to be here tonight with you, and just everybody keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on. Keep on trucking is what I grew up with.
Grateful Dead.
So that's another episode of Healthy Homecast. On behalf of Tony Freiss and myself, Daryl Whalen, we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Healthy Homecast, brought to you by HealthyPainting.com. Please feel free to contact us with any comments, questions, or suggestions for upcoming show topics or guests. Call us at 206-650-4587 or send a direct email to info@HealthyHomecast.com. Be sure to check back. New episodes coming soon.
Desert low, smells like a